الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. As human beings, we naturally have interactions with people, and depending on, you know, your circumstance, you'll go through life and make sort of friends and foes, people that you want to be with more, or you want to appreciate and thank more, and people that you may want to keep some distance from. And you know, in particular, this happens when someone, whether it's intentional or not intentional, aims to sort of sabotage your future. And when this happens, you just have, I mean, human beings, we just have this natural tendency to want to create distance with those people. You can call them your enemy, they can call them your foe. For instance, if someone, you know, purposely separates you or creates a fitna such that it separates you from your spouse or from your children, and they're trying to create, let's say, havoc within the family, you know, you call that person your enemy. Maybe not that literal word, but they're your foe. They're someone who you just want to just be out of my life. Just stay away. You know, sometimes, it's rare, but sometimes you have people in the workplace that seem to be out to get you, right? And they almost want to sabotage you or your career. And when you start to pick up on some of these things, you become really upset with the situation, and you just want to create a distance from them. You know, you just say, can you just stay out of my business? Stay out of my business. Just leave me alone. If someone were to actually steal from you, right? Like whether it's wealth or they deceive you into purchasing something that, you know, ends up tanking, you know, very soon after, you're very upset with them. You don't want to have anything to do with them. And on the flip side, when there are people who have your best interest in mind, and because of them you gain successes, especially in this life, in the context of this discussion, you want to befriend them, and you want to be close to them, and you want them to continue to be a part of your life, because you know when you interact with them, so many good things keep coming. The advices that you receive from them, the recommendations they give you, the support they provide you, you know, it's almost sometimes you're like, because this doesn't apply just to Muslims, but because you're so involved in my life, all these good things are happening, right? Whatever, nothing. I'm not talking on a metaphysical level. I'm just talking in terms of just, you know, well-intentioned, solid friendship and support. So friendship is a very complicated thing for that reason. Now, what's interesting is I'm talking about this relationship between friend and foe when it comes to this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sort of alludes to this interaction and this relationship when it comes to our hereafter as well. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, he says, هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Do you all, it's a rhetorical question, right? Many places the Quran asks rhetorical questions. So in the Quran, he asks a rhetorical question, really focused toward those who don't believe, but we can apply it to ourselves as well. Do you see, do you think that the day of judgment or the final hour is just going to unexpectedly show up on you? And that you just won't really realize that it's happening? Is that how you see this happening? Like, there's enough warnings, there's enough, you know, reminders that this is not our final, and there will be a day that's essential, and we'll stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This isn't something that's just going to pop up on you unexpectedly. Like on the day of judgment, the disbelievers are going to be like, where did this come from? Wait, hold on, right? So Allah Ta'ala is asking a rhetorical question in the Quran well in advance and saying, don't be surprised that all of a sudden there's this day of reckoning where you now have to answer to your deeds and how you lived your life. There's enough warning. There's enough warning about this. And then he continues. He says, لِسَاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And then he says, الْأَخِلَّ. He says, friends. Friends. Now, the Arabic word for, there's different meanings, translations of the word friend. But one of the closest is the word Khalil, right? You know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah, he was Khalilullah. He was a very, very close friend of Allah. It's one of the closest relationships that a person can have. And the plural of Khalil is Akhillah. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqin. On that day, the final hour, the most important day that we're ever going to experience, close friends, al-akhillah, close friends, buddies, people that you know, had a very close relationship with and interaction in this dunya, al-akhillah yawma idhin, on that day, ba'duhum li ba'din adu, they become enemies of one another. You become enemies with your close friends that you were so close to in this world. And Allah says it, saying that's the default. That's the default, that close friends that you have in this world, the default state will be that on the day of judgment, when it now occurs to you that this is a true reality, this is the real deal, you become enemies with one another. That's the default of a friendship in this world. And then he says, عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. There's an exception to this rule. There's an exception. The default is that friendships in this world are going to inevitably present themselves as enmity on the day of judgment. But the exception is those friendships that were built upon taqwa. Those friendships, those relationships, those interactions that were built upon consciousness of Allah. It's incredibly deep and powerful if you think about it. Right? I mean, because we go through إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, except for those people that have taqwa. Essentially, those people who believe, the believers, those relationships that they've established with one another that are on this unique foundation of tawheed, of la ilaha illallah, and this unique stable foundation of taqwa and awareness of Allah, those are going to be like well-maintained on that day. Well-maintained on that day. عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Now, when you think about, like, you know, what's the wisdom behind this? What's the rationale? I mean, think about all of the, and when we're talking about friendship, this is close friendships, Allah is saying, but let's take it a step further. I mean, there's people we interact with regularly throughout the day, regularly throughout the week, online, in person, at work, at school, at the gas station, at the store, on our devices. There's all these interactions that are constantly happening, and some are very close interactions what we're having with people. And Allah Ta'ala is saying that, look, you know, in this world, it might look like, you know, you're buddy, right? But on the day of judgment, you'll be enemies unless those are people who were God-fearing. So then he says, Ya ibadi. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala switches the tense a bit. And then he says, now he's addressing the believers on the day of judgment. And he's saying, Ya ibadi, oh my servants, right? Oh my servants. There's like an affection in this addressed to the believers. Ya ibadi, O my servants, la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. That on this day, there is no more fear for you. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Wa la antum tahzanun, nor should you have any grief about anything. No fear for anything in the future, nor should you ever have to stress about something that happened in the past. Right? I mean, this is natural, you know, our human nature is such that we have anxiety about the future or a fear for the future and what's going to happen, or we have a sadness and a grief about the past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eliminating all that. Right? Oh, my servants, on this day, don't you worry. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Those people who believed and had firm belief in Allah, and they were very firm in their Islam. Udukhulul jannata antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. You and your spouses, your closest friends, right? Your closest friend is often your spouse. Antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. Rejoicing. And then he describes, yutafu alayhim bi sihafin min dhahabin wa akwab. And in paradise, you'll be presented, it'll be brought to you like trays and cups that are made of gold. And think about it, because trays and cups, I mean, it's painting this imagery of, like, it's not just you alone, there's a group of people that are going to be with you there. Trays and cups are going to be coming that are made out of gold. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And you'll be remaining in there forever. You'll be remaining in. So there's this distinction Allah's creating in the context of people that we interact with in friendship, that there's going to be a cohort of people that includes you. It's going to include your spouse, perhaps more. That's going to be told, rejoice as you enter into Jannah. And when you're in Jannah, all these things are brought to you as well. Trays, cups made out of gold. What are you going to do with all that? You're going to host. You're going to have, you know, gatherings. You're going to be with your friends. You're going to be with your friends, right? Because that's what Jannah is about. It's about enjoyment and pleasure and recreation. And what better way than to be with the people that mean the most to you? So bringing this back to this whole concept, al-akhilla yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu, that like the default state is that your friends become your enemies, except those people that have taqwa of Allah. Because those people that have taqwa of Allah, they bring you toward Jannah. They bring you toward this final abode of Jannah. And those people, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just highlighting the general principle for us that when two people maintain a relationship that's built upon Islam and built upon Iman, that's a very, very, very powerful relationship. That is one that its nature is such that it takes you towards success in the hereafter, right? It takes you towards success in the hereafter. Whereas in this world, you may develop close friendships that take you towards success in this world, right? And relationships that sabotage and create frustration. Imagine having a relationship with someone in this world that sabotages your hereafter. What will that discussion be like on the Day of Judgment? You have a friend or you have a relationship with someone who's never really reminded you about Allah, who never really reminded you about prayer, never really reminded you about obedience, whether it's through speech or just through their character. Or like at a higher level, there was no faith in their heart altogether. Right? So yes, they guided you toward the best stock picks of the week. And they guided you toward the football field. They guided you toward other forms of entertainment. They did all of these things that seemingly enriched your life in this world. But not once did they serve as a reminder for you in your hereafter with Allah. Well, naturally, you're going to have a disagreement with them on the Day of Judgment. And ask them, what was wrong with you? Right? Like, we've spent 60 years together, 30 years together. And I don't mean just friendship like, you know, you and me, you and me. Think about, like, the idols that we've sort of, you know, befriended. Our devices, but the people behind our devices. The people on TV, the people that we follow, you know, there's so much of this now, right? Where we're just idolizing and creating these heroes in our mind. On the Day of Judgment, as much as we may idolize them in this world, on the Day of Judgment, we're enemies with them. Enemies in sense, they're foe, because we're going to ask them, look, I followed you for so long. You know, I listened to everything you had to say. You seemed to give me all these successes in this world, but look where I stand now. So it becomes an argument. What was wrong with you? Why didn't you guide me toward Allah? Why didn't you remind me about Allah? Right? Why didn't you remind me toward Allah? And this is one of the reasons why we know from another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that one of the categories of people that will be shaded on the Day of Judgment are two people who interact with, I'm paraphrasing, they befriend one another purely for the sake of Allah. And when they gather for the sake of Allah. And when they part ways, they part ways for the sake of Allah. Now, does that mean that entire time they're just talking about Allah and they're making it clear to them, you know, Brother Zaid, you know, I'm only spending time with you because of Allah? No. It's the pure fact that in the heart of that person is iman. And that mere interaction that I have with another believer, ideally one that has taqwa, but any believer in general who's reminded of Allah, that interaction is so powerful, right? That interaction is so powerful that this relationship is maintained because you have iman in your heart. Allah's so appreciative of it that this is a source of shade for us on the Day of Judgment. So we should never underestimate the power of iman in the heart of a person. And we should make it a point to spend as much time with one another because of that. I mean, we're talking about our, you know, at a general level. Yes, I mean, we live in a society where we have to interact with people of all backgrounds just to get through, you know, that's just the nature of how things work here. And that's great. And that's good in a way. But when we're talking about our success in the hereafter, we have to appreciate that that is going to come largely by our interactions with one another. Now the Quran says, إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, those people in particular who have taqwa in their heart, right? So that includes anyone who, when you spend time with them, they remind you of Allah, indirectly or indirectly. You know, you're with them and salah just becomes automatic. you're with them and, you know, inculcating the sunnah is just so natural. Because think about it, on the Day of Judgment, you know, when you're interacting with that person, you're going to be like, thank you. You know, like, you just made my eternity. And you never said a word. It could have just been your company. It could have just been that I was with you. Al-akhilla. You know, we spent so much time with one another, and naturally through that interaction, I was just in this constant reminder of Allah and the hereafter. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. There's no argument between those people on that day, right? But anyone who's deceived you, I mean, I already gave you the example. If someone in this world has deceived you for something that's going to sabotage your life 5 years down the road, you don't want to have anything to do with them. Well, what about someone that you're close with in this world or that you're interacting with in this world who's sabotaging your akhirah for all of eternity? Right? And on the contrary, imagine someone in this world who really cares and has a deep concern for your success, and 5 years later, they're the reason that you really succeed in this world, in good things in this world. Right? Now imagine befriending someone or keeping the company of someone who sets you up for all of eternity. Sets you up for all of eternity. What would your conversation be like with that person on the Day of Judgment? Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have no idea what you did. You don't know what you... Your companionship with me was so powerful. I just felt... it was just natural for me to want to live my life that way and look at the reward of it in the hereafter. So companionship is so important because of this. And the Quran is just highlighting this, that really think about the people you interact with, right? On a superficial level, the people that we follow maybe, you know, from a distance, virtually, online, you know, the lives of people that we follow and these friendships that we've made that are sort of one way. They don't know, you know, I'm obsessed with them, but I really am. They don't know who I am. That's a degree of interaction that's happening. And chances are on the Day of Judgment, we're going to have a lot of negative things to say to them. Right, and then there's, you know, people that we interact with on a regular basis that we've befriended, and think about, you know, what are they setting me up for the long term? Right. There's on the contrary, you know, the more interactions that we have with people who believe in Allah, naturally that leads toward our success down the road. Those people that remind us of Allah, when we're in their company, we're comfortable practicing, exemplifying, aspiring toward those things in deen, it'll be a very pleasant conversation on that day. And then that'll continue, right? Because the verses continue. Allah's reminding you, like, because of the friendships and it's an allusion, because of the friendships and companionships that have led you to you being so friendly with one another on this day, oh my servants, there's no fear upon you anymore. Nothing for you to worry about. Nothing for you to grieve ever again. Udkhulul Jannah, all of you, it's plural, Udkhulul Jannah, all of you enter into Jannah together. Antum wa azwajukum, you and your spouses, you and your wives, you and your husbands, you enter together. You know, because if you think about the closest interaction that a person has in this world, it's between them and their spouse, husband and wife. Now look how the way Allah Ta'ala is bringing that together here, right? Like imagine, most of us probably don't have to deal with this, but if you have a spouse who facilitates your support toward Allah in the long term, what's your conversation going to be like with her? Or in the case, you know, for a wife, what's the conversation going to be like with him on the Day of Judgment? Thank you. It's because of you I fulfilled half of my sunnah. It's because of you I was like, you know, I was protected from so many things that naturally brought me toward Allah. It's because of you that I now have an eternity of success. And you walk with your spouse into Jannah together. And then Allah is giving descriptions. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِصِحَافٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. And you get all of these like party supplies ready to be used, ready to be served because of these relationships and interactions that we've developed. So the takeaway from today is, you know, number one, we should be mindful of the relationships that we've chosen to maintain in this world and appreciate the effects that it may have on us. Right? Just appreciate the effects that it may have on us. The default is that people who don't, through their nature or through their presence, take me toward Allah and toward the hereafter, they, on the Day of Judgment, will be my foe. And people who, through their nature, their presence in my life, draw me toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to have a very pleasant conversation on the Day of Judgment. And the second takeaway is that, you know, when we talk about the ummah of the Prophet, it's a word that's often used. There's a lot of weight to that. There's a lot of weight to that. Just being with the ummah of the Prophet and spending time with the ummah of the Prophet and being in the company of one another because, purely because, we're from the ummah of the Prophet, it has a very profound effect on the heart. And it enables us to reach potentials in our akhirah that are otherwise impossible to achieve and attain. And this is, you know, this is part of the reason that we make dua for the ummah of the Prophet. This is part of the reason that we make dua for one another, right? Because it builds this fondness within the hearts of believers. All of that is to facilitate our success in the hereafter, so that we can have very pleasant conversations with others on the Day of Judgment. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I the tawfiq to appreciate the bonds and relationships and companionships that we've formed in this world and allow us to pay heed to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring into our lives people and relationships that draw us toward Him and toward eternal success. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from maintaining interactions, especially close interactions with those that may inadvertently sabotage our akhirah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.